is either going to be pashut or shver. So one of the two. See, so we'll just try to do our best not to
bore the oilam. Pashut, some guys will
be shver. Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything, that's for sure. The question is. So I want to start. I mean, really, what I want to get to is a little bit understand the shita, the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam ben Yegia Mechitza Materes. I want to start first with the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya, Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The Gemara over there talks about the heter of milmata lamayla. You could do a oil milmata lamayla. So the Gemara over there talks about Makif Shtei Chaviyos and Tzoyim Chanas HaKeder, etc. So the Gemara over there says that if you want to make a fire and you want to build Haimadura, Milmala Lamata Shar, Milmata Lamayla Osir. V'chein Be'yasa, V'chein Keder, V'chein Purai, V'chein Chavita. So you want to shtal like a Purai, a bed, any of these things, you could do it. Milmata Lamayla, which starts from the top and goes to the bottom, but you can't go from the bottom to the top. Okay? So if you're reading the Gemara, L'chara, the Ikka Chiddush of the Sugya is the heter of Milmata Lamata. That's Ikka Chiddush of the Sugya. And it sounds like even maybe it's a big Chiddush. Rashi says it's totally in the Sugya of Adavashim Miskavin, Rashi later, fine. But there's a chiddush in the sugya of Lamata Lamayla. I'm sorry, of Lamayla Lamata. Toysis in the Divra Maskil, Lamata Lamayla Osir. So it says, you're not allowed to do it, Lamata Lamayla. Zok Toysis, Vim Toymar, Hechi Misadrin Shulchan, She'en L'Raglayim, Agabi Safsolim. So how are you allowed to make a Shulchan on top of Safsolim? You put together two Safsolim, you put a mita down. Why are you allowed to? Since there's no mechitzas, shari. Gag, below mechitzas, in other words, says this is mutter. So, I had shver this Tosfos sounds like this point that Tosfos is making is not the point of this Gemara. This kasha is a kasha you should have always had. There was a minig in Klai Yisrael that they made safsolim, and they put down two safsolim and put a thing. So how are you allowed to do that? Period. Toys is like bavarning. What they should, now that you see in this Gemara that there's a heter of malmala lamata, so you should have done it that way, and we don't do it that way. Toys sounds like that there's a chiddush in this Gemara, not the tzad heter of the Gemara, but the tzad isser of the Gemara is also a chiddush. There's a chiddush in this Gemara that it's aser to make a mitah. Milmata lamayla, and in that chiddush there's a heter of milmayla lamata, because both sides of Gemara says it says Haimadura milmayla lamata shari milmata lamayla osir. So Tosfos says that's a chiddush. I wouldn't have known that. You could learn the whole Masechta Shabbos, the whole Perek Toilin, and you would not know this din. This is a new chiddush that's nischadosh over even the tzad isra shabai. And Tosfos says, oh, bezoy, now it's shver. And how do we make these safsalim? So Tosfos answers that there's no mechitzas magias lagag. So what's the chiddush of this Gemara? There's a regular oil, basically. And, okay. Now, the Rosh, and also, what is Taka the Heter? So, what's Taka the Heter now? There's the Heter of Malmal Alamata. So, is the Pshat in the Heter, it's just like a Shinui? Like a Shinui Hazah, basically? So, Shaila is like this. What about in Stiras oil? If it's a Shinui, so it's a shinu to do it backwards. So l'chayr, what would be in stiras oil, ki agavna? You have a safsal with a thing on top, and you have someone hold it in place, and you remove the reglayim from underneath it. If you want to be soiser it, are you allowed to do that? Is that mutter or not?
Is that called a shinu?
What's a chiluk in this way, that way?
Because it's stiras abinyan, but by demolition, it's not necessarily a tzura of how you demolish it.
Most people don't hold it
from the top. To me, it would sound like the same stira. Lemaisa, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, Bikesh Lefarkas in Perk of Dalin, at least in this Perk of Beis. Bikesh Lefarkas Ashok and Shosim Idafa Munach, he says it's Mutter. And he starts from the bottom. He stels to its mutter, ein le'el har yedzayin, and basically he stels to more or less a whole arichas he has over there from Rosh Hashanah, that any oil which you're allowed to make, you're allowed to be soiser. And he says over there, the Mishnah Berurah argues on this. So, in other words, I'm saying it's not a pashut din, obviously. He basically, if you iron his makaris, it would come out that the Bir Halacha, the Sharatzian, which is the Mishabura, would argue on this din, and it would seem like he would say it's saka aser to do the stira milmala milmata lamaila.
So you're pulling it away and you're breaking the top first.
You hold the top in place and then you pull out the bottom. You need three people for this, I guess. You get two people. You get someone to hold the top and you pull out the leg. It sounds like he's arguing on the Sharatzian. It sounds like he has a klal, in other words, that if it's mutter to do it, it's mutter to be saiser. And the Mishabura, he says, ayin before, and then before he was arguing on the Mishabura. Over there he was arguing on something else. Over there he was arguing on that this Isser, you see, like we're being medaik in the Gemara, is a chiddush in the whole asiyas oil is also a chiddush lesser. Because it says over here, the halacha is, it's only if you made the mechitzas on Shabbos. You have to bring them on Shabbos and then put the gag on. So, which is a part of raya to this whole idea that we're saying, that there's a numu chiddush dekadin over here, that you have to do it milmata lamaila. You have to build up the whole thing, you have to put the mechitzas down, and then put the gag on top. If the mechitzas were there from before, then it's mutter. So the Sharatzian says, even though if the mechitzas were there from before, it's mutter to go ahead and put the top on. But, in other words, you have to do both. To be over this isser of this Gemara and Beah, which is we're saying is a mechudish dika din, whatever the chiddush is, there's a chiddush in this din about puraya and all these things, that you have to go the whole mahalach, milmata lamaila. That's how you have to do it. So if you didn't do that, and you just put the gag on top, it's mutter. So the Sharatzian says, but the steer of that avad is aser. You can't just take off the gag. Even the, right? So he says, you see, it's not the inverse of each other. So on that, the Shmir Shabbos Kachas brought from Makaris, Shlomo Zalman Paskin, not like that. That no, it's they're related to each other.
Because built from before, and you finish it, so you have an oil. Right? You didn't do it on Shabbos, so it might be a month, but you have oil. If you do it, sure you don't have an oil b'chlal. It's made of say so.
So.
It's not oil. If I'm allowed to do it,
it shouldn't
say it's
going to oil. Okay, I'm saying the Shabur says it's also in the Sharatzin. Maybe that's Pshat in the Sharatzin. He's saying it's also. And he's saying it's Mutter. So Al Kaponim, I'm just saying the Sharatzin definitely holds that one is not totally in the other. That's my point. So
it's not arguing about any
Chiddush
Marbeah,
just
whether or not it's Tayyab
or Ha. Right. All I'm saying is that. It would seem like the Sharatzian would hold that milmata milmaila to do the apashalika derech in steer would be aser. So my point in that is to say that I don't think that this Gemara is just saying a chiddush that it's shalika derech. When you're doing it, when you put the top on first milmaila lamata, the head to shalika derech. If it would be head to shalika derech, so then you do it with your left hand, your right hand, you do it with your elbow. That's not what the Gemara is coming to tell me. That's called shalika derech, and I'm trying to prove that because if it was, then it should be mutter steer also. So l'chor, that's not the head of this Gemara. That's tamazay shalika derech. So what is the chiddush of this Gemara that? That and like you're saying, also there's a few things that are interesting in the Gemara. Number one is that it's Neschadish over here that you need mechitzas. Like the Rosh says, why all of a sudden here do you need mechitzas? Like Taisa says, you need mechitzas. Why all of a sudden here you need mechitzas? It's like the Rosh, because you're not doing your loyal. So when you're doing your loyal, Dr. Rosh, Umashikasa Bapuraisha Asalosis is talking about Dal Defanis. The ain't oil below mechitzas. I have Gemara that there is oil below mechitzas. There, ikar kavanos lasias oil. So when you have ikar kavanos lasias oil, you don't need mechitzas. And when you don't have ikar kavanos oil, you do need mechitzas. So l'chora dos is that's the chiddush of this gemara. Basically, the chiddush of this gemara is that you're doing it for the top, not for the bottom. You're not doing it for the underneath. You're doing it for the top. So the chiddush that even though you're doing it for the top and you're not doing it las shem asias oil, it's still aser. That's the chiddush of this gemara. But the gemara has tenoyim. It's only aser what if you built them if it has mechitzas. But not only if it has mechitzas, you have to be building the mechitzas on Shabbos, and it has to be that you built them milmata lamaila. And if you do milmata lamata, it's mutter. That's the chiddush of this gemara. So, what's the yisoid over here that when you're doing it for the shame oil, it's not like you're doing it for the top, but grada, then why, if you built the mechitzas, is it aser? So you're doing it taka for on top of the gag, not for underneath. So if that's the chiddush of the Gemara, what's taka pshat, that if you built the mechitzas, is aser? Basically, over here, taka a mechudish to gedin, like we're medayik in Tosfos, the tzad iser is also a mechudish, but taka, what's the pshat in this Gemara? And in other words, why, if that's true, why do you have to build, why does it help to build the mechitzas and doing it in that order, dafka? And it sounds like you have to build the mechitzas. It can't just be you putting it on top of pre-built mechitzas. Okay, so the famous machloikes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashi, Tosfos on Kuf Chaf Hamud Beis, is Medayik Rashi in a few places. Rashi holds, Pirish Bakunjas, the Loyosar oil, El Lamaila Bagag, Aval Batfanas Loy. So Tosfos brings a few rayas that Rashi, Shita, is that there's no Isser oil in the side walls. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, argues, the primary raya from the Gemara in Erevin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that says that the third wall of a sukkah is aser. So why is the third wall of a sukkah aser? Must be that there is an iser of making a mechitza on the side. Zokter bin Atam. So kilu ki adakasha, but lachar it's the third wall, so it should be teisefes. So it should be subject to the machlekes Rabban Rabbi Lazar. Why is everyone agreed it's aser? So Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's a mechitza materes. It's a mechitza materes, it's aser. It's aser l'kol yam. So Rabbeinu Tam is mechadish that a mechitza materes is aser al tzoil. And Rashi seems to be argues on that yisoid. But l'chora, he has a very good raya from mechitza shlishis in oil. We have to answer that. What's pshat in the third mechitza by sukkah that it's aser? L'chora Tosfos has a bam raya on that. So Yedua Magini Shloim, I think, has a teretz that over there it's talking about that tischach. So when it's a covered area, then you're still into more to the oil. So you're adding on a third wall to oil to a place that has a cover, maybe it's worse. But Lachar, I think it's shver because the Gemara is still to other things over there. But anyway, well,
Tassim and Rossi. Tassim, I'm saying if you add the third wall after you put the tzchach, it's not Tassim and Rossi. You're making a circle cushion. They didn't.
It's
not
about
terrace now. You still have to do something after.
I don't know, maybe it fell down.
You might have to move the staff maybe after. Maybe it's not
about terrace
now. It
could
be my
terrace. Fine, and that's a good guy. I'm thinking about that. Well, Shoshim couldn't pass. I'm not sure about that. But, okay, so the question is, so Kipshuta, you walk away from this Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam holds there is Mechitza Betzad, Rashi holds there's no such thing as Mechitza Betzad, and there's a Shver Rashi, with Magini Shloimeh maybe as a Teretz, and there's a big Machoikas, and we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, because we paskin Shulchan Aruch, that Mechitza Materis is Aser, and good. So, first of all, there's steers in Rashi. There's steers in Rashi Menei Bey, because There's a shmuz by Viloin. There's a shmuz by Viloin. It's a little complicated Gemara with the chut and whatever. But there's a shmuz of Viloin, and there's a steer in Rashi's. It says here in the Gemara Kufal Galmaches, Amar Rav, Mishra Mabchia, Viloin Motel and Toysoi, Motel of Farkoi. So Rashi says, Motel and Toysoi, so the last Rashi there in Kufal Galmaches says, She'ain oil, Elam Masha also Kain God. That's what Rashi says. Viloin is Motel because there's no, it's on the side, which would be Rashi Lishi Tosai. But Rashi and Erevin, Kuf Beis Amud Aleph on the Gemara Viloin. Beis Yosef brings it down. The Goyin points out the steer also. The Rashi in Erevin says Viloin Mutal and Torah. The Lav Oil Hu, the Loikvia Hasam, because it's not Ela Kain Darkel. And also only Stalak Adel's Baum. It's not Kavua. So Beis Yosef is Medayik. You see, Rashi holds that if it would be Kavua, it would be Asur, even though it's on the side. So Medayik Bein Rashi is a steer. But there's a big, big cash in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if Ilm had this hair. That on the first line in Shin Tes Vav, it says Osir Lasis Oil B'Shabbes Afilu Arai V'Dafka Gag Ava Mechitzes Motor. Ava Mechitzes Motor. Okay, Ve'im Mechitzes Sura Ilm Kei Nasis Lahater Sukkah Oil Lahater Tiltol. So who's this? Rabbeinu Tam. So it says here, Dafka Gag, Ava Mechitzas Mutter, and he's in the middle of a sentence. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch smack in the middle of a sentence. He says, Dafka Gag, Mechitzas Mutter, unless it's a Mechitzas Mutter. He's about to fear Oish Rabbeinu Tam. So it says the Goin, Ois Aleph, Dafka Gag, Ava Mechitzas Mutter, Mehod Ervin, V'ayin Rashi, Perakam and Zasukah, V'sham Memdav, V'kuf Beidam Madav, Kuflam Mechesam Madav, V'iloin. The Goyin says, oh, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Rashi, because there's no mechitza b'tzad. And the Ber Goyel also. Shabbos, kuf chafei, on this thing, dafka gag of a mechitza's motor, is like the Ber Goyel, prepares Rashi shom, divra maslo she'en, a mechitza on the side. So, the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Goyin and the Ber Goyel, is mamash steer one in the middle of one sentence, is like a steer minei bay. The Shulchan Aruch starts off saying, Dafka gag, aval mechitzas motor. Oh, Rashi, ve mechitzas sur lem kani nasis lahatir ben utam. Well, why do we do this for? What? It's mamash a tmiya b'chayra on the mafarshim. And not only that, the Nirmal says aval mechitzas nasis letznius ba'al mashari.
Is only on the Goyin or on the Shulchan Aruch himself?
The Shulchan Aruch
himself.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch, I could have gotten out of it and said that it's.
If you look at the Torah, he brings it up more. Sounds like he's
still
talking like Rashi.
So he's saying the Goyin didn't make it up. It's Meduik and Shulchan Aruch that way. I wouldn't have gotten the Diyuk from that. Especially if I'm not so, but in the Goyin it says it's Beferish. The Goyin in the Bar Goyin says it's Beferish. And then it's a little more mud even in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Ava Mechitza Nasis Letznius Ba'al Mashari V'lchein Mutter Litzel Izvilen Lifnei HaPesach Ava Pi Shekavu Hashem. So he says, even though it's kavua, mechitza nasis letznius ba'almas mutar. Even though it's kavua, what's even though it's kavua? So says the Goyin, because he's paskin like the Rashi in Shabbos kuflam meches, not like the Rashi in Erevin in Kuvbeis in Pshat and Vilin. Rashi kuflam meches. All this is lahedin, not like the whole Shulchan Aruch. The whole Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Now it's true like Rabbeinu Tam also the halacha that Vilin's mutar is not matter anything. But why are you getting involved in Rashi when there's a certain thing of machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi over here? On if there's a concept of mechitza on the side, l'chora Rashi holds there's no such concept. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's such a concept. You need to make it more choshev, maybe mechitza materis makes it more choshev, or you have to like pump it up or something. But like to go ahead and in the middle of this sentence go throw in Rashi twice and Moldesh Chonach Takesh Tekopela over here. So l'chora maybe to just be masber. What's Bechlal, the whole idea? Why? Mechitza on the side. Is oil, it's not oil. What's the Shaila? And why does Mechitza Materis make it better? Mechitza Materis makes it like more Choshev? We know that that's not true, because we know it's not every time that the Mechitza is Poil a Heter. It works, right? A Mechitza Neshul and these types of things. It's not the Pshat that it's more Choshev because it has halachic ramifications. If you made a wall and it has halachic ramifications to it, oh, now it's more Choshev. It's not a Varech Hashivas. Because there's a lot of times that you could make a mechitza and it makes something mutter, and it's not going to be aser. So, well, lamaisa, what's the difference between that and hanging up a sheet in front of the candle? Right? You can't see it. So what? But you're hanging up the sheet in front of the candle. So all of a sudden, what's really the difference? So that's l'chor pasha pshad, so we have to explain it. So I want to just be mocked a little bit, the whole concept of oil. Oil is a toldo boina. I think the stipler has a shtickle, maybe finished also. What's Bechlal the tolda shabai? What's Bechlal the inyan? Boina is mekabetz. Let's point out another big chilek. Oil, the machlikes amiroim, if tesefis oil is awesome. If you have a tefach open, what about the rest? By binyan, no such machlikes. By binyan, that's also your binyan. You have a break, you add another break, you're chayiv. It's chayiv. No machlikes tanoim, if tesefis binyan is awesome. Tesefis binyan is
all right, that's
to step as well, all right. But I'm saying it's just interesting if you're saying that's midrabon altogether,
right?
If they have it, so the right, okay. So you're saying in that it wouldn't be such a big chunk. So what's the whole inyan of oil? Is the pshat an oil that how's oil? What's the told of it? So the ikra binyan in melacha binyan is there's a maisa binyan. You're adding on. You're adding things together. Mekabetz chalakim. The whole inyan of oil is not that the maisa you're doing is like the maisa of binyan, because it's not really like the maisa of binyan. But the there's two chilukim, I think, that the Mefarshim said in Yeshua, is that number one is that you're not really being makabetz anything, and also it's bad samara, it's not really binyatik. So what about it is like binyan? What's about it is like binyan is what you're creating. You're creating a space, a makom. The whole union of oil is that you're creating a defining a makom with what you with the oil that you created. So when you need when the whole union of oil, if the oil is on top, then the whole union of the oil is that underneath it is a space which is being defined by the oil. It changed the use of it. It changed the nature of it. You change the space. You define the makom based on the oil that you created. So. like Rami Stern said one time, the chuppah. If you have a chuppah, the chuppah is not up there. The chuppah is down here. The chuppah is the place under the chuppah. It's not the place which is under the chuppah. Now she's nechnas into the chuppah. So the point is that the oil is the place which is being created by the oil. And you creating a makom by putting a sheet there, by putting something which is betzim arai dik, but you're creating a makom, that's the yisoid of the malacha. So when the reason why a mechitza should, if it would just be that, okay, that's also called binyan. Oil, the told of oil is megala to us, that even if you're not mekabetz chalakim, and even if you take one thing, and even it's not building material, just all right, dick, and you put it up, boyfriend kavua, then that alone is already a ma'aseh binyan. If that would be the pshat, So l'chara, there's no difference between gag and mechitza. The pshat is that it's really not a ma'aseh binyan. The whole idea is defining the place. Memela, one mechitza on the side, you put up something. It's not chal as a defining anything. It's not toing off anything on the makom of either side of it. It's not really misyachis to the place. It's not really doing anything. Klape the makom that it's next to. So mil the ikar heter of mechitash of a oil shebitzad is it's not really defining the makom. It's not really misyachis to the place that it's next to. You put up a little thing here, it doesn't do anything. So the yisoid of the svar of Rabbeinu Tam of mechitza materes is not that if it's mater now it's chashuv. Now you did something important chashuv. The word of mater is that if the by putting this here you're taka being chal to the place. Because the mechitza is being mechel halacha or misyaches to the place, so ayidei the halacha that it's toing off on the makom, ayidei that halacha, now there's a misyachos between the mechitza and the place. So that's what makes it that the mechitza is being makif the place, is toing off on the place, is changing the place. So this this that the mechitza has to be mater is because by being mater, it's now a mechitza on the place. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav speaks out that a mechitza materis is only when you needed to be kaveya it as a separate rishos. You kaveya it as a separate rishos, so now you redefine the place. So let's say by tashmish, by ner b'fnei tashmish, so if a person has, they cover up the ner, so there's no chiddush. It's poil halacha, it doesn't matter, it's not a... But if it's creating or so it's making from one room into two rooms, so it's creating a new space, and now the halacha of this room is different than it was before. So idei that's what's making that the mechitza is now accomplishing something on the space next to it. So comes out that on the etzim concept that mechitza ain mechitza b'lagag, there's no machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam also agrees to that. So when the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Rashi, Rashi says it beferish. Rashi says beferish ain mechitza b'loy gag. Rashi is correct. Rabbeinu Tam agrees to that, and the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Rashi because Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam all agree to this yisoid that by itself you can't. There's no oil. There's no malacha of oil with a mechitza on the side. You have to have another step in connecting the mechitza on the side to the makom. So then he speaks out Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush that if it's matu the place, it's going to be awesome. But the etzem halacha, that the shame oil is not on the mechitza, that Rashi speaks out beferish, and that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like that point in Rashi. Now, does Rashi agree to Rabbeinu Tam? So, I found a fascinating Maharach or Zerachu, I don't know, it's in my notes somewhere, I don't know where it came from, but Maharach or Zeruah says like this, that Tosfos asks from the case of Mechitza Shlishis by a Sukkah. But besides that, Tosfos brought, Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos had to learn the case in Kol Gagas. The Gemara said a gimel and Erevin. The Gemara said you had two chatzeres, that there was a wall in between them, and the wall fell down. And Rav and Shmuel were fighting. If you could carry the shirt, you can't carry the shirt. And Rashi said over there that Rav stopped him because don't carry Dalet Amos. Tosfos says no. Rav didn't want him to do it because he didn't want to put a machitza between the two chatzeres because it would have been a machitza materis. So the Maror Zeruah says, Avada, when it comes to sukkah, Rashi agrees to the yisur of machitza materis. Rashi agrees if you're creating a sukkah, you're creating a new makom mukif, then you're creating a new makom called a sukkah, then that avada is considered a machitza materis. What Rashi argues on is why? Because you're being makif the place. Two mechitzas, like we pass in Rosh Hashanah, two mechitzas, nothing. You have a third one, so it's makif the place. So he says, Moide Rashi, V'yeshem sukkah leh. V'chein b'chotzer, if you would have a chotzer that's open completely on the third side, and you close it, it would also be mutter. Just two chatzeris open to each other are already mukif. Just open in between them, the wall fell down, so now the chatzeres answer each other. So you're putting up a wall just to stop the iser from one chatzer to the other. You're right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's two and a half a heter. So in Rabbeinu Tam's world, it's enough. But Rashi's world, it has to make that the mekaymus are mukif. The mekaymus were mukif before this. So it's not creating that the mekaymus are mukif. No, so Rashi wouldn't be mad at that. That's the point. In other words, he's saying there's an oif and the Rashi agrees. There's Oifan and the Rashi agrees. According to Rabbeinu Tam, anytime you're creating a new space. But Rashi also agrees to the Musig that if you have to accomplish that the Mokim is, the wall has to accomplish something, that it's like a new Hekif on the place. So a Sukkah has two walls. Now you make Makif, and on the third Ruach, you're making a new Hekif. If you have three walls, it's a Karmelis. If you put a fourth wall, it becomes Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's Mutal Taltas Taka, also like Rashi. There's two Chatzeris in between, because it's Erevin, we're learning Erevin, so we got excited with this. But saying two chatzeres that are open to each other, you put a wall and you didn't change anything, clappy the hekif of the place. So that's what he says, Rashi. So no, the Rashi also agrees to Eifanim. No, because clappy the outside, I still have the other wall. What's makif me from the outside, it's not more or less Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
It's fair, but two chatzeres.
No, so it's just too annoying that you don't answer me. But it's not redefining the place.
Why does the Rashi?
I make it to my backyard.
I'm not my own shush. It's because I have a wall that the diurn are separate. But Klapi defining the place.
I'm making a sukkah in my backyard. My backyard already mukaf. I'm making define a sukkah.
Yeah, because that sukkah has to be its own place. Has to be mesukkah. Has to be its own place. Has to be its own oil. This sukkah has to be its own oil. So. If it has two walls, it's not its own oil. But now you're making that it's its own oil. But this thing, the mechitz really alumed this in Diurin, but the mechitz between two chatzeres is not making it more or less or Rosh Hashanah, it's just making it that they can't walk in here. It's just stopping them from walking in. It's not defining the place really separately. Just they don't have access to here.
Yeah.
So mechitz materis itself, like by Tashrish, will be aser. But if the heter is that's creating a new makim like a sukkah, then so I'm saying Rashi also everything Rashi Tosfos agrees to Rashi that you can't really have a mechitza, an oil is a mechitza, and Rashi agrees to Eifanim of Tosfos that if the mechitza is toing oif something in the makim, then it'll be aser. So now, oh, by the way, it could be, you could be Yashiv this year and Rashi with this, maybe, because big with this Marachor Zeruah, that the V-line, it could be, it depends what it's doing. Okay, I don't know. Let's go there. Because I don't think it's making, it's just preventing that, it's not worse than the urine. That's not worse than the urine.
Not trying to create a new Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's mutter Rashi. He wouldn't agree. I'm not saying Rashi agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. There is a machloekes, but I'm saying is that as long as you create that the heter is creating a new oil, you're creating a new place. Shem sukkah love that Rashi agrees to that. Correct. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that any din that you're machil on the place. Is already enough? Rashi has to be a new Rosh Hashanah. What, with the schach?
He's saying the walls are helping to create
the
place.
Okay. We can put it together. You take a look over there. It's pretty... I'm not sure. So you get back to this thing that we were talking, we started with, with the Gemara and Beah, Puraya and these things. So now it's very move on. It's very move on why that whole sugya is a chiddush nifla and the whole din of oil. If you learn the whole din of oil and Shabbos, you would never dream that thing's also not because it's v'loch shen tzrich legufa and because kol zman zakta rosh, you're not doing it for the space underneath it. So memila, it's not the whole melach of oil. The melach of oil is not about the mice. It's not you added a wall. It's that you created a space. If I'm going ahead and making that the space is on top, then the space I created is a bed to sit on. I have nothing to do with the space underneath. So now in the Gemara is mischadish anu alacha. It's not enough if there's walls here and you put the thing on top. That's vital, not enough, because there's legs magiyas ad la'aretz, and then you put a tabletop on top. So it's still not enough, because still what you're coming to create is the space on top of the table. So it's still not enough. But there's a new chiddush la'halacha in this sugya, that if you came along and put down the mechitzas ad la'aretz and then a table, then we automatically see that you came and created a new oil, because you made a space, you defined it with the walls, and you put on top of it. So that automatically, even though you don't need that, but that's a chiddush in this Gemara, that even if you don't need, but you came and created a full oil, then the space that you created by putting the walls there and putting the oil is considered one big ma'isa oil. So that's the chiddush in this Gemara, and that's why Tais has the kasha. So Ibazoi, now that there's such a chiddush, so how you ever let it put down a safsal on a table? So what's the heter of melmala lamata? The heter of melmala lamata, we said, is l'chor. It's not a chiddush of shel kedarka. The chiddush is that if you put the thing on top, just like if the mechitzas were there before, and then you put the gag, so I'm not misyachis to the thing underneath it, b'chlal. They were there from before. I just come and put a tabletop, I want a table to eat on. So the thing underneath it is not my doing, I'm no shaykhis to it. So the space that I created underneath is not mitzad me. That's taka memela. So I'm not, that's not an oil. So the chiddush of melmala lamata is that it's as if you just put the table there. You put a table there, oh, I have my space on top. Now you go ahead later, and then you create the space that now this oil is an oil for. So there's no oil b'chlal. It's not just shlokadarka. It's like gag b'le mechitzas, basically, because the mechitzas are not mesiachis to the top. The top was there first, so now the top is there. So I have a table. What happens later is not my doing. But then, like Rabbi Barkhani said, but then it's very geschmack why it makes sense why this in stira none of this applies, because once the mukum is there, so then you're being sized to the oil. So, I mean, I can hear both ways, because you could say maybe it's not even called an oil, not just you didn't do it. But I could hear why maybe once the space is there, then it will be also. So, Akoponim, the Yisoy that we're trying to say, and that's why the Rosh is being Mechalak, that when you're doing it L'Shem oil, you don't need Mechitzas. You're doing L'Shem oil, so the Mechitzas themselves, the oil itself defines the space. But when you're not doing it L'Shem oil, so the only way that the space is being defined here by your ma'isa is if you did the full gag. If not just it has a space with, it's not just that it has mechitzas. You have to come and make the mechitzas and the gag together. You go ahead and make the mechitzas and the gag there. That's considered a ma'isa of asiyas oil. That's the chiddush of the sugya. That's what the Rosh is saying. That when you don't have, that's what the Rosh is saying. That this sugya, when you're not doing it l'shem oil, you need to do the mechitzas. But when you're doing it l'shem oil, then you don't need the mechitzas, because then the space is defined by itself. But that's the ikur yisoy we want to bring out, is that the whole isser of asiyas oil is all about creating the mokum of the oil underneath it. That's why there's halachas, you need the space and everything like that. Okay.